Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to part two of Swing Time with Mike Coates presenting the music. My opening track was Juan Terrell's Caravan, and it was recorded for a radio broadcast on Radio Luxembourg by the Humphrey Littleton Band. The clarinet player was Tony Coe, with Humph, of course, on trumpet, Joe Templey, baritone, Ian Armit, the pianist, Pete Blanin, bass, and Eddie Taylor at the drums. It was recorded for the broadcast, and I don't know when that actually went out, but the recording for the broadcast was done in London on the 3rd of November 1961. And I really thought the clarinet playing was excellent, and I hope you enjoyed that. I thought I might show my appreciation this week to my colleague John Yule for the effort which he puts into each week's broadcasts. The question was how to do it. I knew there was little point in finding a classic New Orleans marching band. John is not into twirling parasols. Well, unless he's had a empathy over Christmas. In the event, however, by chance, I found an old recording, and John mentioned this, of an individual who does appear in the first hour of Swing Time quite often. So, John, thank you for your efforts each week. I do hope that you enjoy the selection and you haven't heard too often this Bob Florence big band track. It's called Carmelo's, and the lineup, and I'm going to give it because these names will be meaningful, I hope, to John, and one particular name really hit me between the eyes. We'll come to that in a moment. The trumpet players are George Graham, Rick Baptiste, Warren Learning, Steve Hochstetter, and Nelson Hatt, that's H-A-T-T. And there's one flugelhorn in the lineup. Charles Loper, Herbie Harper, Chauncey Welsh are the trombone players, with Dan Waldrop on bass trombone. Kim Richmond, clarinet and soprano, and Kim Richmond, I think, has cropped up on more than one occasion in John's presentations. Ray Pussey is the alto soprano flute player, Pete Christlieb, tenor and flute, and the man that I was rather surprised to see in this lineup, and the one that certainly hit me between the eyes, is old stager Bob Cooper on tenor. Bob Hardaway is the baritone player, and he also plays bass clarinet. Lee Callett on baritone, Bob Florence, of course, at the piano, Joel Bartello bass, Nick Cirole drums. The track was recorded in Los Angeles on the 3rd of March 1981. Carmelo's. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, John. I certainly did. And I think Bob Florence has done us proud today. The kind of leanings back to Benny Goodman with your selection in the first half. And I thought that was an excellent big band track. And that last selection came from a compilation album called Visions of the West Coast. And I could not pass the next track we're going to hear without including it in today's show. The main man is certainly a West Coast musician. It is Art Pepper. We have Art Pepper alto, Russ Freeman piano, Bob Magnuson bass, and Frank Butler on drums. Recorded in Hollywood on the 2nd of September 1978, here is Besame Mucho. Thank you. Well, if you'll permit me, I'd like to use the word exquisite relative to that. The two other West Coasters in that lineup were pianist Russ Freeman and drummer Frank Butler. Bob Magnuson, the bass player, was in fact born in New York, but most of his playing has taken place on the West Coast. And when I learned that his father was one of the leading members of the San Diego Philharmonic Orchestra, I think that explains why Bob found himself in the West Coast to start with. A request now from Doreen in Sheffield S5. It goes along these lines. As a reminder to a significant other about my approaching birthday, would you please play Golden Earrings by Ray Bryant? And I agree that, yes, we should remind the significant other in Doreen's life with Golden Earrings by the Ray Bryant Trio. Ray Bryant, piano, Ike Isaacs, bass, and Spex Powell, drums. Recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Hackensack, New Jersey, on the 9th of April, 1957, Golden Earrings. Well, good luck with that one, Doreen. Perhaps you should have in reserve a necklace or a bracelet, just in case, just like we had to when our golden earring ploy failed and we substituted Dahoud, a Clifford Brown composition. Playing the tune earlier, Caravan, gave me the impetus to include as one of my classic discs, jazz discs for today, an early Duke Ellington performance. There are three trumpet solos in this one, all by Bubba Miley. Other solos by Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone, Otto Hardwick alto, and the Duke himself on piano. It's Black and Tan Fantasy, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, on the 26th of October 1927. And the full lineup is Bubba Miley and Louis Metcalf, trumpets, Tricky Sam Nanton, trombone, Rudy Jackson on clarinet. He was replaced not long after this by Barney Bigard on clarinet, Otto Hardwick alto, Harry Carney on baritone, clarinet and alto, Ellington at the piano, Fred Guy banjo, Wilman Brough on bass, and the drummer at that time was Sonny Greer. Camden, New Jersey, 26th of October 1927, Black and Tan Fantasy.
Thank you.
1927, when the Duke was beginning to make a musical impression on the popular music of the day and cement himself into the future of jazz. Black and Tan Fantasy. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live every Tuesday, commencing at 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Mike Coates here, hosting this second hour. Another fine trumpeter on the next item on my playlist. The album from which this track was taken is called Jazz Ultimate. You could say that there was no problems hearing all the musicians who played on this track. They were all ultimate in their field. We know virtually all of them as Chicagoans. And the odd man out was guitarist Billy Bauer. But he fitted in as though he was an original Chicagoan himself. The tune is 55th and Broadway, which is a Jack Teagarden composition. Although 55th and Broadway is recognised as a point in roughly central New York, which gives great views of the city at that point, I can find no other reference why it should be noted. Certainly, there are no major buildings there, or were, and I cannot find any reference why it might sit in the legendary aspect of jazz. So, here is 55th and Broadway with Bobby Hackett and Jack Teagarden. Bobby Hackett trumpet, Jack Teagarden trombone. Peanuts Hucko on clarinet. Ernie Caceres plays baritone and tenor. Gene Schroeder is the piano player. Billy Bauer, as I said, guitar. Jack Lesberg, bass, and Buzzy Drutin on drums. Recorded in New York City, 16th or 17th of September, 1957. 55th and Broadway. And some excellent trumpet there, I thought, from Bobby Hackett. Well, there may not have been a particular purpose for the location on Jack Teagarden's composition, and even less of a direction with Horace Parlan on piano on our next track. All he is telling us that he's walking. I wonder if he'll catch up with Miles Davis.
Thank you.
think the leisurely pace that Horace Parlan picked for that trike, no, he would not have caught up with Miles Davis. His companions on that were George Tucker bass and Al Harewood on drums. A percussionist, Ray Barito, as usual, also crops up. Another Van Gelder Studios recording in Englewood Cliffs on the 6th of December 1960. Well, tempus fugit, as usual. So my usual farewell. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. I do hope you enjoyed the music. And also, I hope that you can join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more jazz, swing and blues music. Until then, from me, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, along with Adrian Rilini, a track that I frequently thought we should finish swing time with. It's Farewell Blues. And of course, do take good care out there. Mm-hmm.